One student is dead, eight are hurt in the fifth school shooting in 20 years in Colorado. District Attorney George Brockler says,
when you get three, four, or five of them within a 20-mile radius, you begin to think they're less aberrant. But I'm here to tell you, this is not who we are. Our school district is awesome. Our school district is safe. And my kids are going to go to school today, and I recommend everyone else send their kids to school, too.
Three of the wounded students are in intensive care, with the rest now out of the hospital. The new royal baby in England has made his first public appearance, held by his dad, Prince Harry. New mom, Duchess Meghan, tells reporters,
magic. It's pretty amazing. And I mean, I have the two best guys in the world, so I'm really happy.
No name yet. The baby was born Monday. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another fairly quiet day today. A more active pattern arriving late week and into the weekend. Today, a good bit of sunshine. Warmer, more humid. Can't rule out an isolated pop-up storm somewhere in the area. High temperature 88 to 90. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 80s again. Spotty afternoon storms around, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just have a plan B on your outdoor activities. High temperatures will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County School Board voted on major cuts to Montgomery Public Schools Tuesday. 140 teacher positions will be cut, along with some office staff and transportation routes. The school system is facing a $10 million deficit. Teachers who will lose their jobs will be notified May 14th. An Alabama Senate committee will vote on a bill that would effectively make abortion illegal in the state. The bill would make performing an abortion a felony. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on that bill today following a public hearing. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is awarding 33 schools with grants to help fight obesity. This is the part of the Be Healthy School Grant Program. Five local schools will receive as much as $10,000 in grant money. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Her love and support have never fallen short. Show her how much you care this Mother's Day with a beautiful arrangement from Martha Reyes, Montgomery's local florist since 1951. They know a thing or two about what will impress mom. Trust them for your special arrangements, gift baskets, plants, and more. Call 262-1991 and get a peek at what all they have to offer by visiting MarthaReyesFlorist.com. For the warm smiles, the best hugs, the words of encouragement and wisdom, show your love with flowers as beautiful as she is. Say Happy Mother's Day with Martha Reyes.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. ReliefTomas.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approvals. Your dealer for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, the great.
Grandy man.
And Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. Again, Jack will be back one day.
But, he had a little medical procedure and a little setback, and it's going to take him a little bit to get there. But he'll get there. The seat is warm. It's ready for him.
That's right. He is always welcome.
On his timeline. But Dave and I holding down the fort, having a big time over here. I have in the studio today, my friends, a very special announcement. I'm telling you, there are few days in a parent's life that make them happier than the birth of their children and get to celebrate it on an annual basis. My now 11-year-old Pearson joins the program. How are you, sir?
Very good.
Very good, he says. Very good. Dave, I taught him how to screen calls during the break.
Right.
If he does a good job, he may be part of the program.
Hey, you know.
Because he can do his school. He's homeschooled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You could do your classwork afternoon, right?
He's obviously smarter than most of your co-hosts.
Why?
Just because.
Because he's willing to screen calls?
Well, right. I couldn't do that. That looks hard.
It's just one button.
Allegedly.
The button blinks, you pick it up, you push the button.
No idea.
Telling me this was a bad idea?
What, coming in?
No. Screening the calls.
No, screening the calls isn't a bad idea. You're fine.
All right.
The kid has grown up in my household. You know he's competent.
He's a competent individual.
Yeah. Mm. I was told this morning already he has a firm handshake. Who taught you that? Come on, you better give me credit. Even if I didn't, you at least tell people I did. Who taught you that?
You.
That's how you do it. See? Dave?
You know what I did for my 11th birthday?
What?
Got on a plane to Korea.
Did you really? When you moved?
Spent my actual 11th birthday on a plane.
You know what I did on my 11th birthday?
The whole day and into the next day.
Was it a fun plane?
Don't touch me.
No.
You know what I did on my 11th birthday?
Hmm.
I have no idea.
I mean, I only remember it because we got on a plane to Korea, like, on my actual birthday.
Actually, you know what?
And we had, I had a Sony Walkman and two tapes. That's it.
On repeat?
Yeah, I mean,
how many times did you have to listen to those?
Well, I mean,
the batteries go dead?
If you wanted to do anything, I don't know. I don't remember them going dead.
But a plane from Atlanta to Korea, that's...
Well, we stopped in Oregon, and then we stopped in Japan, and then we went to Seoul. But
still.
It was a long, long, long time. No, they had, movies and stuff. But, you had to watch them. I think 18 Again was one of them.
Last time I went to Los Angeles, you know what the movie was?
Actually, I can't remember the name of it. It was
Greatest Airplane Crashes.
No, but it was basically the same thing. It was the. It was called Gravity.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I watched that on a plane actually.
About being stranded in space.
Yeah.
Because your equipment malfunctions and you can't get home.
And then you have to fall from space.
Yeah. That was the movie.
Gravity.
That was the movie.
You know, the force that's fighting against your plane staying in the air.
No matter
how big those engines are, gravity is still a little bit
bigger.
Once they stop.
I'm telling you, I was watching that movie and I thought, why are they playing this on a plane? It makes no sense. But you know what? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't believable, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, you know. Believable, but shmeevable.
My 11th birthday, I think actually I remember what I was wearing on my 11th birthday because would you turn 11 in fifth grade?
After fifth grade, yeah.
After fifth grade?
Yeah. Because when we got there, I was in sixth grade.
Is that true?
Fifth grade had gotten out, and I'm a summer. And I'm
your summer.
Birthday,
so I turned 11 during fifth grade.
Yeah.
So I know what I was wearing on my on my 11th birthday.
Coca-Cola shirt.
No. You saw that on Facebook?
No. That's what I would have been wearing in fifth grade.
I don't know what's going on.
My dad
here.
Put up a picture of my sister and me.
Oh yeah.
In Coca-Cola shirts.
Well, I mean that was baller apparel back then.
It was about 1990. It was about 11 years old.
Yeah, I mean you had to be fly.
No, I was wearing a Chicago Cubs shirt and white shorts.
There you go.
Because I remember that picture of my 11th birthday that my mom took of me. I think it was 11th birthday. It may have been first day of school, actually.
Either way.
What are you doing for your 11th birthday?
Well, at the moment, I am broadcasting my voice to everybody.
Classic. It's almost like he listens, man.
Who listens?
Everybody.
Why do you say it like that? Hey, what are the rules?
Just how we talk.
Let's just give him some quiz here.
Yeah.
What are the rules on Friday?
Ain't there.
What about Monday through Thursday? Are there some rules around here?
Depends on how you feel. You break those rules, you know.
Well, it's his show.
He's failed in his first job as the call screener. I had to put the call on hold, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, I totally forgot. I didn't look over.
You were quizzing him?
I was quizzing him. He was talking. But part of your job as a call screener is to keep your head on a swivel. No. I got it. It's too late.
You're quizzing him relentlessly.
Who is this?
I wasn't wanting to go on. I didn't want to waste. I wanted to wish him happy birthday. And he said he don't know what's going on. You got up in that mic right off the bat, bro. You on top of things. I like how you was confident in the mic. Happy birthday. I'm glad to talk to you again. But I just wanted, I thought I was going to get to talk to you off the mic, but I'm sorry for messing you the whole day up already. But man, you're doing good, brother. You do know what's going on. And,
do you know
and
who that is? Hold on, don't say your name. Do you know who that is, Pearson?
No.
You don't know, you don't recognize that voice? He doesn't listen.
Yeah, he can't listen. But he's doing schoolwork, and that's good, though, during the show. I mean, he's learning from your mom and your dad at the same time. You are the blessedest kids in the world.
Do you listen while you're doing schoolwork?
I can't. It distracts me too much. It's too invigorating.
Oh. It's too invigorating.
Invigorating.
I got my hand up.
All right, Randall, go ahead.
I got to know. I don't even know what that word means. I'm about to learn. What's invigorating mean?
Tell him, Pierce. What's
honestly,
it mean?
Honestly, I don't know. It just sounded right.
No, you know what invigorating means. Tell him what you think it means. What?
I don't know.
It's interesting. It's energizing.
Consuming, I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. It's good radio. It's what this show is.
That's right.
Perfect. I love it, man. Thank you for that new word. It's the best mid-sized radio show in the area.
That's a good point.
I love you, bro. Happy birthday. I'll see ya.
It's award-winning radio, Dave.
That's right.
Award-winning radio. When I was growing up, we got to pick whatever we wanted on our birthday. To eat.
Yeah.
I always chose, now this will be a surprise for people who know me, I always chose Kentucky Fried Chicken, extra crispy, broccoli and cheese, and cauliflower and cheese.
Okay, he wouldn't choose any of that today.
I would eat the broccoli and cauliflower. I would not eat the chicken.
Not the chicken.
I would eat the. If I was going to eat fried chicken, I'd get it at Popeye's.
Or you just have eggs.
Popeye's is nice.
Pre-chicken.
Right.
Eggs I love.
Yeah. Chicken, not so much.
All right. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228, if you're part of everybody and you're listening. I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about this show, Pierce. We're going to have a big show.
Me too.
I'm sorry you didn't get to screen the first call.
Big show.
Got to keep your head on a swivel, young man.
That's why I kind of turned the mic so I can see.
Oh, you turned it so you can keep your head on a swivel? Just glance. It should catch your eye. I'll move it over in front of you. during the break, so it's a little closer. Because you're not a veteran call screener.
Not
Jay Scott can screen calls from all the way over there. Joey Clark can screen calls from the other side of the room. But it's your first day on the job. If you do a good job, you can come back.
I'll come back anytime.
Yeah, well, that's up for me to decide, not you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, Vito, it's Guido here. Hey, Sunday's Mama Day. Yeah, what we gonna do, Guido? What we gonna do? Hey, you know she likes margaritas. You know she loves them people. We go out to Marguerite's. They're gonna have something for us. Something for $100. Diamond pendants, they're wonderful about it. Maybe a mother's bracelet with our birthstones and stuff on it. A necklace, bracelet for $150. Whatever. We go for Mama's Day. We go to Marguerite's. Marguerite's in Peppertree. Thank you.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
continues. You know, they don't just hand these awards out like candy.
They have to be earned.
They have to be earned. It's not a participation trophy. You don't just show up and do radio and the Alabama Broadcasters Association say, oh, this is the talk radio show of the year.
They don't hand out candy either.
No, they don't. They hand out trophies. You've seen the trophy.
Yes, I have.
I've also gotten, on behalf of this program, a proclamation from the mayor of the great city of Montgomery.
Hey, now.
The Alabama Senate has resolved us as a great radio show.
Hey, now.
You've seen the trophy. It's heavy. It's big. It's
nice
beautiful.
Trophy.
It's a good trophy. If you've got to have a trophy, it's a good one to have around. Heirloom Jewelers, speaking of trophies, Heirloom Jewelers, guys, get by there. You know, jewelry's kind of like a little trophy. It's for a job well done. And particularly if you're in the marrying season. If you want to get married, you going to get married?
No.
Today?
No.
You got somebody on the line? You got somebody on the hook?
I got somebody on the phone line.
No, I'm
not marrying them.
Talking about the marriage line.
I'm not marrying anybody anytime soon.
When you're ready, Troop Booth has antique heirloom quality jewelry, wall-to-wall antique heirloom quality
jewelry. I'm sure he will. I'll take a trip down there.
You're going to absolutely love to meet Troop Booth. He's the manager. He's the salesman. He's the owner. And so he doesn't have to mark up anything to pay managers and salesmen and all that kind of stuff. And he owns the jewelry, so he doesn't have to pay any markup for floor planning the jewelry or anything. Guys, it's an incredible store. You're going to get the best deals possible. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from where the old Bruno's was. Walk in there. He'll buy your jewelry. He'll sell jewelry to you. But the great thing about it right now, if you walk in this week, actually the month of May, I believe, and mention you heard about it on the radio, say, Troop, I heard about this store on the radio. He will throw in a wedding band when you buy an engagement ring.
Ooh, wedding band.
Throw it in for free. For freezies.
For free.
Yeah. Up to a $500 value. So go buy Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Check him out on Facebook. He's open Tuesday through Friday, so he's open today till 5 o'clock and then 9 to noon on Saturday. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. If you want to get into award-winning radio, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, my 11-year-old son, Pearson Coleman. And who is this?
Hello. I had a question for Triple L Mallory that I wanted to know. If I called Trip and just bragged on all of the customer testimonies, how much would he knock off of a Rolex? Slightly pre-loved Rolex?
I don't know if...
Would he knock $500 off of a pre-loved Rolex?
My guess is if you call him Trip, no, because his name's Troop.
Troop, like a troop, like someone you put in the military, Troop. But it's spelled different. It's T-R-O-U-P.
Did you say Troop, like as in a U.S. Army Troop?
Kind of. It's pronounced. It's a homonym. It's spelled differently, but it's definitely a homonym.
Okay. Well, my Uncle Sam made me deaf, and the cover on my phone is called an indestructible. Anyway, Triple L Mallory, were you an Air Force or Army brat?
Army.
Army, wow. Well, I just want to tell you a real quick stupid story about how stupid my Uncle Sam was back in... right after 9/11, I'm going to be real brief. I did 13 years from 80 to 93 and did the Bill Clinton early out, cashed in a $27,000 check.
Heck yeah.
Ticked off everybody, to include my wife. But anyway, I told him, I said, y'all need to chill. I'll catch my next 7 years later. So after 9/11, I emailed my uncle. I said, Uncle, please send me back to work.
And they did.
Now, my last duty assignment was 2 years as a FAC. A forward air controller as a major in the United States Army at Herbert Field with some spooky dudes that wear beards and blue jeans.
Right.
My uncle sent me a 6-month unaccompanied tour set of orders to go to Seoul, Korea immediately after 9/11. That's stuck on stupid right there.
Yeah, that's not... So they brought you back in just to send you to Seoul, huh?
Wow. But anyway, I didn't do that. I did 6 months in Iraq and 6 months in Afghanistan.
Well, man, thank you for your service.
Well, no, it was my pleasure.
Hey.
But anyway, and Baron, real quick, I just want to tell you, you do one heck of a job making your audience think specifically way outside the box. And I enjoy it.
Any particular subjects or just in general?
The way that you insist on us realizing just how much of a genius that Geodis is.
Oh, he's the best.
And how you politely dance around all of that tinfoil hat wearing QAnon stuff. Mm-hmm. This action playing out to be about 95% true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not asking the audience to ever agree with me. And Terry Adams says this often. I'm not asking them to believe me. You're more than welcome to double check what I say. This show is factually correct. If I say it, It's because it's right. Just like the Geodes himself. When he says something, he's right. He knows something about what he's talking about. And if on the rare occasion I do get a fact wrong, I will go back and correct it if somebody points it out. But it is very, very rare. Very, very rare. But I do like people to think, though. I like to point out the way the media covers things. I like to point out just a lot of, gosh, I mean, I like people to, you don't think about globalism and corporatism on a daily basis unless someone forces you to. A lot of the things most people believe are true are just because everybody sort of believes they're true, and it's sort of collective knowledge. And if we can sort of break that bubble and make you think through it and think, okay, why do I believe X, Y, and Z? I don't talk about going to the moon and whether or not man has been on the moon because I want people to believe that man hasn't gone on the moon. But why do you believe man has gone on the moon? Because the government told you? Why do you believe that vaccines are safe? Because the government told you? Why do you believe? I mean, if the bottom line is, if you believe something because the government told you that's true, because the government told you something, then reevaluate your life. Don't believe things because the government tells you things. Your government is not honest. Your government is not operating in your best interest. Your government does not have your best interest at heart. And the sooner people realize that, and if I can help get that through people's heads by pointing out your government lies to you constantly all the time, and they do it not to keep you docile, not to keep you calm, but to profit off of you, to turn you into a commodity, to commoditize humanity on behalf of globalists and corporatists who want to profit to the tunes of billions and trillions of dollars off of you. The sooner I can get people believing that, the better off we are as a country, the better off we are as individuals and a radio audience and everything else.
I totally agree. Listen, one thing real funny that I want to tell you that made me immediately think of Aaron Coleman. Lou Dobbs refers to the Chamber of Commerce as the Chamber of Whores. I think that's funny. I don't know if you heard him say that. I got one question. I'm going to hang up and listen to the answer. I'm really, really concerned about the bodily damage and harm that Comey, Brennan, and Clapper can do to this country or this nation or this globe when they realize that their days as free men are limited. I'm looking forward to your response to that statement.
How much damage they can do? How much damage they can? Oh, I didn't get. He didn't clarify.
Yeah,
is that was the question?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I wish people would get the all clear before they hang up.
That's okay.
His name's Red Top.
I know who Red Top is. We're gonna have to work on this. We're going to get you a sheet of paper to write.
Oh, you know, it's first time.
It's first. Hey, you're doing a great job. He's screened two calls now.
That's right.
Screened two calls, which is two more than Jack or Dave has ever screened.
That's right.
So you're way ahead of the
curve.
Can you
imagine me as a call screener? Nope. Click. Nope. Click.
What do you want to talk about? No, we're not interested.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that call.
Wrong.
You're talking too slow, sir. Can you speed
Wrong.
It up or you're not going on the air?
Be funnier.
What was he asking me to wait?
It was about how just, yeah, he was saying about how much damage that the, like the...
Well, they can, I mean, tremendous amount of damage. I mean, if that was what the question was.
The, what's the word? The deep state,
yeah.
Basically.
No, they can do a tremendous amount of damage. Look at the damage they've done since the 1960s.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they've killed presidents, tried to kill other presidents. They've rigged elections in the United States and overseas. They've brought in crack cocaine and coke. Hey, I saw a headline the other day, Dave. You'd appreciate this, and I'll get right to you, Red Top. Line one, sir. I saw a headline the other day. Cocaine is making a resurgence in the United States the last few years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know why? I'll tell you why. What's going on in South America right next door to where all the cocaine is made? Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
How are we funding?
Oh, duh.
How are we funding the Guaido regime's attempted overthrow of Venezuela? Anybody want to guess how we're funding that? Because the headline was like, this is unbelievable. The United States has been active in Colombia for now close to three decades, and cocaine is making an absolute resurgence.
It's flooding the streets.
I mean, okay. Production in Colombia was down for close to 25 years, and now it's made a comeback the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh, it's not a surge in demand?
Well, I mean, it may be, but...
Only because there's more people.
Well, it's a surge in demand because there's a surge in product, which is lowering the price and increasing the quality.
That's right.
Not that anyone's complaining, but what I'm saying is it's devastating. It devastates whole communities. It devastates the inner city. It raises crime rates. It explodes the murder rate. And your government, in my opinion, but I think I'm right on this.
IMO.
Your government is doing this to you. Your government is using... And so that's the type of damage the deep state can do and has done. Go to some of these gigantic bigwig drug dealers of the 80s. Ask them where they got their drugs.
Rick Ross.
Number one,
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross said, we got it from the CIA. We got it from the CIA. Now, he could be lying, but I don't know why he would. Red Top.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yes, and that's not surprising. And, you know, the war on drugs has been a very strange beast ever since its inception. And they've done a good job of messing things up. And I'm surprised to hear that statistic about cocaine. That just means we've wasted all our money on drug prevention and all this kind of stuff all these years. Wouldn't you say this is what makes the obvious point?
Yeah, no, I mean, as soon as I saw that cocaine was making a massive rebound into the United States, that more and more people are ODing on cocaine, more and more cocaine arrests are being made, Colombian cocaine production is going out the roof right now. Why? What's going on next door to Colombia? Why is it that every time our military gets involved in an area, whatever drug they produce in that area skyrockets and destroys the United States?
Oh, you mean like since we've been in Afghanistan?
Afghanistan
for 18 years
and heroin. And, yeah, exactly.
Let's interrupt you for a minute, and the most dangerous drugs in the United States is not cocaine, but there's almost nobody dying from cocaine. What is it, 20 deaths a year in the whole damn country?
Right.
None from marijuana. The dangerous drugs are the ones the doctors are giving out, and the doctors are stealing. They said up to 80 million prescriptions are stolen a year by doctors and medical professionals. So they need to get off the drug war. Cocaine had never been a problem that kill people. It may, you know, it's all so warped out, and the drug war did not work, and it was never intended to work. It's just supposed to put people in jail and support the prison system. So they done made a mess of this whole damn thing. I don't know how they're going to straighten it out.
Well, but, I don't know.
Yeah, this whole drug war stuff, and we can thank Jeff Sessions and Hal Helfand and all this for all this prison problems we're having with mandatory sentencing and all that. They've made a mess. They're going to have a hell of a time getting out of it, don't you think?
I do.
So I'm sorry to hear that about the cocaine sales. Well, they just need to get rid of the damn DEA and start treating people who have drug problems instead of putting them in jail. Thank you, guys. I had other stuff to talk about, but we'll talk about it another day. I appreciate it,
Red Top. Who's on line one, Pierce? You can talk in the mic.
I forgot.
You forgot?
Yes.
You had one job.
I'm bad.
One job. Well, we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to rescreen it during the break. I'm going to show you how to rescreen a call.
You do that.
I'll demonstrate it for you. I do that.
It's not amateur radio until the amateur shows up.
Well, you know.
It's still award-winning.
Wait. Is he interested in ham radio now?
Do you want a ham radio license?
I don't know.
Have you recently been laid off?
What is this ham? I want some.
Perfect answer.
Exactly. Man likes ham. He's into ham.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed competently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Make this Mother's Day one she'll remember. Take her on the lunch or dinner cruise aboard the Harriet 2. Each of these cruises includes a gift for mom, live entertainment, and cash bar. For information on these cruises, go to funandmontgomery.com.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's
number 15033.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still May, but it's feeling more and more like summer every day. For today, a good bit of sunshine, warmer, more humid, with a high temperature up to the upper 80s to around 90. Can't rule out an isolated pop-up storm somewhere in the area. Then for tomorrow, with a high temperature in the upper 80s, spotty afternoon storms around, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. And then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. This girl is killing it.
Yeah, for real.
She has so many hits out right now. And her album is fire. It's
I was
really
gonna say,
good.
So I was like, kind of like, what's all the hype? And then I heard a song the other day, and I was like, what it? And it turned out to be her. I was like, this is pretty good.
No, it's really good. I didn't know who she was. And the music director downstairs for Gump sent me a song. She said, what do you think of this song? And I was like, that song is dynamite.
That's probably what I heard it on.
I'd never heard of her or the song before. And I just listened to the song, and I thought, that song is fire.
Which song?
It was...
The Bury a Friend?
No, it was before... I think it might have been See Me in a Crown.
Yeah.
I mean, it was when she first came out.
That was the first, like, hit.
Yeah.
And she only has one album, though.
Yeah, she's only 17 years old. Most people are still in junior high, junior and high school.
She's Biggie.
She's massive. She's huge.
She's got, like, the number 5. She's got, like...
Billie Eilish is who we're talking about.
She's got like five songs in the top 50.
I mean, every song on her album's a hit, except one of them is sort of a ripoff of Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the one that I heard.
What's that? What's a ripoff of Hallelujah?
Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
What's the ripoff?
Oh, what's the song?
I Love You.
I haven't heard that one. Sounded weird, so I decided not to.
Well,
this is weird. Turn it off.
You know,
I like your style.
Let's just say Billie Eilish is weird.
She oh, that's
is
definitely true.
So weird.
It sounds good, but the videos are creepy.
She's into what's she called it? Genre horror, horror rock or something?
Horses?
No, she's not into horses.
Horse rock?
No, totally.
Oh, sorry. The opposite of that?
Yeah, that's...
She's like dark rock or something.
Yes, it's like dark, dreary, deadly-looking rock. I mean, she has like bugs on her face. And stuff.
You're not trying to pump yourself up for like running or something.
No. Oh, speaking of pumping yourself up for running, I was running today, this morning before the radio show.
What, were dogs chasing you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Health, Dave. Health.
Oh. Healthy as a horse.
I got my cholesterol down to 210 recently.
Yeah.
Ooh.
From a high in the threes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm exercising. I've lost about 25 pounds, 23 pounds, 24 pounds. I'm eating better.
Right.
I'm taking niacin at night, and I'm taking krill oil twice a day, 1,500 milligrams in the morning, 1,500 at night. It's an awfully high dose. But my cholesterol has gone down from like 325 to 210.
Wow.
Yeah, so Dr. Coleman is in, by the way, if you need anything. It's not easy work. If you're looking just for easy work, go take a pill and get delirious and die. I don't care. But if you're willing to do the work,
I'd like to put a disclaimer on this segment to say that he's not an actual doctor.
Well, you know,
he might be an honorary doctor.
I am an actual doctor.
Oh, that's true.
I have a doctor of jurisprudence. I had a doctoral hood.
You're
you know
right.
Where they put the little hood on you?
Oh, that's the type of hood you had.
Yes.
Easy yeah. With that talk.
Go Take a Pill and Die is kind of just as dark as Billie Eilish music. So,
or maybe even darker.
Frankly, it's about mainstream Western medicine. Go Take a Pill and Die. So anyway, I was running this morning. No one was chasing me. I was running for health because I'm and getting in good shape.
You're a healthy man.
Excellent shape. And while I was running, I saw in my neighborhood a lesser tree service cutting down someone's tree.
Oh, no.
I did.
No.
It was not.
Oh, no.
It was not Chippewa Charm Tree Service. It was a lesser tree service. And you know how I knew it was a lesser tree service?
Because there was a tree leaning on the house.
They were tearing up the whole yard. It looked terrifying while they were doing it. And nobody was out there supervising it. It was just the workers.
Yep.
And I thought...
Just ripping out of the ground.
I thought Tom and Augustine Duncan would never, ever put up with business being done this way. Never. Tom and Augustine Duncan at Chippewa Charm Tree Service, they have 15-plus years in the business. They're not just a chainsaw and a truck. And no matter what your tree service need is, whether you want a tree to come completely down, or maybe you want to trim the tree up and shape it, maybe you want them to come out and answer the question what they need to do, I need to get Chippewa Charm Tree Service in my yard. We have a tree in the front yard that's...
Ugly.
Well, it's past its prime.
It's ugly.
It needs to come down. And so I'm going to have to get Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Tom and Augustine Duncan are going to have to come out there pretty soon and get that taken care of. They can take care of it, whether they take it all the way down to the stump or below, or whether they just trim out the dead limbs and keep it out away from the driveway and the house and the power lines. Call Tom and Augustine Duncan today. Write this number down. It's spring. The leaves are coming back. Tornadoes and storms are coming in. They have 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week service. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 328-2484, 328-2484, Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Find them on Facebook. Red Top approved, man. Red Top has called in several times saying he and friends he knows have used these guys. They are very, very well-known, highly regarded, and Chippewa Charm Tree Service will take care of you. Find them on Facebook, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, or call them 328-2484, 328-2484. Just the name and put them on hold. Just the name and put him on hold. Hello? Just the name and put him on hold. Don't talk to my son off air.
All right. You can talk to the radio, but Dad says you put him on hold.
All right. Our number 272922. Who is this?
I think there's a reveal here.
Who is this?
This is your mother.
This is my mother.
I heard him say hi, Grandma.
Don't.
No, he did not say hi, Grandma, did he?
What did he say?
Pierce?
Huh?
What'd you say, Pierce?
She said hi, Nana, probably.
Yes.
Yes, Nana. I'm not grandma.
Well,
I'm Nana.
How long have you been? I'm sorry. I did not mean to use the wrong appellation.
Can I take the witness up on Fort Dyer for just a second?
You may.
To a couple of questions, ma'am. First, how long have you been listening to this program?
Since the very first day.
Okay, so...
So how long?
So almost 5 years next month. During the 5 years, have you ever heard me complain about people talking to the call screeners off air?
It doesn't matter. He's my grandson.
Okay. And during that 5.5 years, ma'am, if you just direct your questions yes or no, during that 5.5 years, have you ever heard me complain about people calling on speakerphone?
Yes, Baron, but you know I'm in Georgia on 285, and if I hold my phone, they will arrest me.
They will arrest you?
They threaten you with that.
Well,
they really do.
I don't know. I
appreciate your call. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted. I didn't even necessarily need to go on the radio. I just want to call and say happy birthday to Bear.
But again,
how long have you been listening to this program? We don't talk to call screeners off air, Ma.
Well, can she talk to the call screener now that she's on it?
Regular people don't talk to call screeners.
I'm only doing this.
I get special privileges.
I know you do. And I'm only doing this because people think I'm...
Baron, I carried you for 9 months. I birthed you.
I'm only doing this because people think I'm rude to my regular callers, and I want people to know this is just how I am.
Please steer into the bit, ma'am.
I can vouch for that.
Exactly.
I can vouch for that.
All right, ma'am, you may go forward talking to your now 11-year-old grandson. The floor is yours.
Hi, Nana.
Okay, hi, Pierce. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you can take over your dad's job probably next week. You're doing great.
Okay, thanks.
I would if I could.
I'm not going to let you on the air if you're going to run me out of a job, man.
Confidence there, Baron. Hey, your 11-year-old can do better than you.
He's pretty much got his hand hovering over the drop button.
Easily.
No, I didn't say he could do better than him.
You can certainly find a better co-host than this boob.
He's not shy. What do you got? All right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're doing a great job, Pierce, is what Nana's trying to tell you.
Thank you.
Yes, you are. I turned the show on this morning. I was packing the car up, and I heard your voice, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to call. But I didn't want to call while the GPS lady was talking because then I knew your dad would really listen.
GPS
lady? So I thought I'd,
creepy lady voice.
The car telling you where to turn.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought
quick question, lady.
Yes, quick. Go ahead.
How many times have you driven from your daughter's house to your house?
I don't know.
Okay, why do you have a GPS lady talking to you?
Because sometimes I daydream and she tells me when to...
You're lonely.
Okay. Okay. Your daughter's lived in that house for what, 12, 15 years? You probably go 3-4 times a year, minimum?
Yeah.
How many times do you come to our house, Pierce?
Less than once per year.
Oh, well.
No, that is it.
And ours is closer.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
But what happens, you guys, what happens when I used to come to your house? I had to stay in a hotel.
Well, that's true, because we have a lot of kids. And not as much room.
But you guys come to my house a lot more than Casey does.
That's a good point. We're better. I'm a better child, and they're better grandchildren. So.
Yeah, really.
Not that there's any sibling rivalry in our family.
None.
No, there's a lot.
I know. I mean, the boys actually have a bedroom that we call the boys' room.
You know, when my sister and I go to my mom's house at the same time, we'll try to, you know, we'll leave about, and I'll call her and say, how far away are you? And if she's closer than I am, I'll kick it up a notch.
Just start smashing.
Yeah, I'm doing like 93. Through downtown Birmingham.
We will get there first.
Because then she
in
gets
a Chevy
all the
Express van with seven kids.
Well,
but not like only that, I know that if I could ever get Baron to move to Brentwood, Casey will be not far behind. She won't be able to stand it.
That's a good point.
I know.
Why don't we move to Brentwood? Why don't we just pack up and ship
Pearson, off to Brentwood? I have a highly rated, award-winning now, radio show, young man.
Broadcast it from Brentwood.
I was going to say, maybe they have radio stations there.
Break the rules, you get like 500,000 watts.
Oh.
Hey, listen, once we get syndicated...
Ma, I gotta go.
Okay, hon, love you. Love you, Pierce. Happy birthday. Bye-bye.
I need a break.
Bye, ma'am. I don't know what to call her because I know that you don't have the same last name.
Joyce. Joyce.
Bye, Joyce. It was nice to talk to you. Sorry for stepping all over your bit.
Well, gotta give her the Dave treatment.
Shots fired!
We'll be back. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Pearson Coleman.
Yes.
And your call is at 272-9228.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0909.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
running shticks, Dave.
Oh, long as I got your love.
There's a lot of shtick to be learned around here.
He's an aspiring stand-up comedian.
I guess so.
We should have had him and Fifi on at the same time. Yeah, well, see which one's funnier. Oh, wait.
My son's not a communist.
Well, I know. He's also...
And he answers direct questions.
Also funnier.
ASC Credit Union. Get by ASC Credit Union. We get a chance. 9 locations right here in the River Region, by the way. 9 ASC Credit Union locations right here in the River Region. 5,000 co-op locations. Let's push Pearson's knowledge here. There are 50 states, young man.
Yes, there are.
In the union. 5,000 co-op locations. How many per state?
How many per state?
Yes.
What that average to?
If there are 5,000 co-op locations spread among the 50 states, how many on average per state? 100.
100.
100. That's exactly right. 100.
Good job.
100. An average of 100 per state. So if you have a need for banking while you're on the road, you can always find a co-op location to deposit a check, withdraw a little money, check a balance, whatever you need.
It's always one near you.
Always one near you. ASC Credit Union. They also have fantastic car loan rates. I mean, I think that's either the absolutely free checking or the car loans is the reason most people started ASC Credit Union. But once you start there, it's an addiction. I mean, you just can't get enough of it. You got to stay. You got to stay. ASC Credit Union on the web, your ASECU.
Is there an age limit on the bank accounts there?
No. I can get a new bank account.
No, I can start one. Okay, because I got $110 this morning.
Wow.
Start one.
Well, we need to get that started.
Can you give me a non-recourse loan?
You know what unsecured means, gentlemen? I'll get you by ASC Credit Union. We'll get an app on the iPad where you can check your balance and do a little mobile banking.
Absolutely.
ASC Credit Union on the web, yourasecu.com, yourasecu.com, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Did you know the God Emperor of the United States, Donald J. Trump, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is allowing the return to Mexico policy to remain in place?
Oh, yeah?
Yes, yes. It was a big win yesterday for the Trump administration. The ongoing effort of the Trump administration to do something to stem the influx of migrants crossing the U.S. border. It's just bananas down there. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Trump administration can continue returning Central American migrants to Mexico while their requests are adjudicated.
Now, is Ninth Circuit, is that one of the wacko ones?
That is the wacko one.
Right, and so and they upheld a Trump thing.
Yes.
So that's the news, right?
That's the news.
So I think we're bearing the lead a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, because that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. You know, I mean, I know you.
It's
pay
not like the 11th
stuff.
Or the 4th.
Oh, okay.
Those are kind of conservatives. This is bonkers.
That's the one that usually. That's the California one.
Yes.
So they usually block like
everything.
They're like, oh, it's Trump. Well, I know that this law is well established, but we're just going to deny it.
Wrong.
Why don't they just migrate in legally?
Pearson,
the naivete of an 11-year-old.
I don't know anything.
So. No, it's
you know
a great question.
We'll you know just a lot.
Like we can explore it on the other side.
Okay.
The short answer is only so many people can get in annually. And they don't want to wait. They want to go.